Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is media for writers and authors, entrepreneurs, and artists. On BWS Radio, Black Writer Space brings you the latest and greatest books and publishing info around the world. www.bwsradio.co with your host, Miss Mocha.
Good afternoon. Well, good evening. This is Miss Mocha. I am back today, and I have a great guest coming on today. We are going to chat about her life as an author and her book that she has published. And this is a little different today. She has a children's book. I don't too often have authors that write children's books on, so this is different, exciting, out of the norm, but it's very interesting just kind of reading about her journey as a writer. It's very interesting. She has accomplished so much. So we're just awaiting her arrival. Meanwhile, if you are not following me, please follow me. I am Miss Mocha. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope. And you can find me under Black Writer Space. That is with two S's. I have a lot coming up this year, publishing my first novel myself. And the official release of the magazine, it will be online. So I will be posting about that as well to be featured or advertised in the magazine. Also, what else? Some events towards like the end of the year, we'll be collaborating with another independent magazine. He has a radio show, magazine, all of that. So we're going to collaborate and do some things together. But anywho, I got too much on the vine. The magazine will be released before June, so I'm just trying to get it going on. But 2016 is absolutely full of surprises. I hope you guys are coming along with your itinerary for the year, with your list of accomplishments, your goals, and just kind of just checking things off, because this is kind of the year of it's time. It's really time, like it's time. It's time to make some things happen. And a lot of times we procrastinate, and I always say that because I've dealt with that. And I had to kind of just kick it in the butt and not allow that to be the reason for me not to accomplish anything. So also, I am on Periscope too. I have not done a Periscope video in so long. But you can check out some of my videos that I have done on Periscope. I'll be doing some more Periscope starting that will be focused on writing, publishing, most likely self-publishing, just to kind of engage the audience and, you know, because people have so many questions about publishing and writing and things like that and how to go about it. And it's not as difficult as people think it is. So, and if you want to be featured on the radio show, I have a promotion that I have been running that I did a few weeks ago. And it's only for $10. For $10, you get a 20-minute interview to come on. It's called Blast Your Book or Your Brand. And I threw the brand in there because you may not just specifically have a book, but you may have an independent brand that you have released and you want to kind of just get some exposure about that. So, but you can find that on my page. I also just created an Instagram page for that promotion too. So you should be able to Google that or search it in Instagram and it should come up. But we are awaiting our guests. Let me check and see. Anywho, just to give you some history, let me give you some history about Black Writer Space. I started this radio show in 2000. The end of 2012 was when we officially released. And my co-host, my partner in crime, Mario Givens, if you go back and listen to some of my older shows, y'all, oh, my God, amazing. We had some awesome guests, some awesome interviews on here. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to some of the older shows. And then everything just kind of stopped. So just kind of coming back on the scene and getting back into the groove of things, it feels really good to be back. You know, sometimes in life, even though you may be operating in your purpose or in your gift, you get sidetracked. So I'm not ashamed of say that, but I got sidetracked, and so now I'm back, and back like never before. So now I'm really, really working hard to move forward with some things and get some things accomplished to kind of expand it. So doing some events, we did one event in 2012 here in Chicago, but the goal is to do some other events in other states and other cities, so that the word for Black Writer Space can be out, not just in Chicago, but we can do Atlanta, and it don't have to be major. It doesn't have to be, you know, your typical Atlanta, New York, or L.A. We can come to a city that anybody heard of, but it exists. So we are willing to go wherever the audience is, wherever the writers are, and people will embrace just kind of celebrating and embracing literacy. So that is my goal, to continue to pass the word. So we are awaiting our guest. I don't even have any music to play. Jeez, I lost my touch, y'all. I used to have all this music lined up, ready to play, take a break, and just play the music. I remember I had scheduled LaVert, Senior LaVert, and he was scheduled. I had talked to whoever was his, the person, his assistant or whatever, and we got it scheduled, and I advertised the heck out of that show. Do you know he didn't show up on the show? And I was looking like, what? So we just kind of stayed on the show and talked and this and that, and just communicating back and forth with the young lady who was supposedly in charge of his scheduling. She didn't, she just kept saying that she couldn't get in contact with him. He was on the road. She couldn't contact his road manager. And I'm just like, oh my God. That would have been one of my best. And I was excited about having him on. When you have those legends, you know, that's just, it makes a big difference. Yes, we went outside of Writers and Authors. The show is originally designed for writers and authors. However, in booking and researching and sending out requests and things like that, I started having not just book writers, but songwriters and different people on that not just wrote books, but they write music. You have writers of all kinds. You have people that write music. You have people that write for television shows, people that write for, it's comedians that people write jokes for them, you know. So it's a large, it's definitely a large extended industry when it comes to writing. So I am trying to contact my guest and see what is going on. We may have to reschedule her. Anyhow, if anybody is listening on the internet, I don't see anybody on the phone line, but if you're listening on the internet, you can definitely call in if you have any questions. The calling number is 646-787-1648. Because I am going to cut this short if I don't hear anything. We will be having shows tomorrow. I have another interview scheduled for tomorrow, and I have one scheduled for Thursday, I believe. So, and then next week it'll be the same thing, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay, I'm not getting a back. Okay, we may have to reschedule her because I have to move on. I would love to stay on here and talk to you guys for the rest of the evening, but unfortunately my schedule doesn't allow me to do that. I'm going to have to download some music so I have something else to entertain you guys besides my voice. Again, if you are not following me, please follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Also, when it comes to Periscope, I am on Catch. If you're not familiar with Catch, Catch catches all your videos. Periscope only holds your videos for 24 hours, but Catch will catch all your videos and keep them forever. So I am also a Catch, catch.me, Catch is spelled with a K, not a C, catch.me/Black Writer Space. Okay. We are going to move on. Again, the author I was scheduled to have today is S.F. Hardy, the writer. Let me just go ahead and read some of her bio, at least. I can do that. Very impressive bio, I must say. S.F. Hardy, and that's the name she goes by, is a multifaceted person whose life spans everything from a mother and wife to a prison librarian and author. She earned her bachelor's degree from Wayne State University in African Studies in 2007 and a master's degree in Library and Information Science in 2009. Since she was old enough to hold a pencil, Hardy fascinated with writing. She writes to empower and entertain, inspired by emotions brought on by the circumstances that affect her community. She has always preferred to express herself on paper. Her works displaying her displeasure against violence was selected and published twice in the middle school and area-wide contest. It's a lot more, just to give you an idea of who she is. And the name of her book is The Empress New Hair. And there's a picture. It's a really cute illustration. It's a children's book. So it has an illustration. It's very colorful. So it's got the purple and the gold, and it's like an African-American queen, but her hair, it looks like she has, like, twisties or dreadlocks or something. So I guess that's what it's kind of based on. The Empress New Hair is the name of the book, and it looks like you can find it on Amazon. So, again, I am going to shut it down. I will be back tomorrow because I do have another interview scheduled tomorrow. I will get her rescheduled. And for those of you who did chime in to listen, thank you so much. I'll be rescheduling her at a later date. But thank you guys so much for joining. If you're not following me, please follow. And feel free to contact me, ask any questions. If you are looking to write a book or you're in the middle of writing, I will be offering consulting for self-publishing and marketing services as well very soon. So look out for that. If you are not on our email list, please go to www.blackwriterspace.com. Thank you and have a great day.